and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at EOD.com.
June 3rd, 2000. I made someone disappear yesterday. Late last week, my father-in-law's girlfriend died suddenly. Heart attack. One day, she was there, the next day she wasn't. Vlam. I went to the funeral, but that was the first time I had ever seen her, lying in her casket. Yesterday, I helped clean out her apartment. It was a small place, a studio, and the work mostly involved stuff and things, and two plastic bags for Goodwill, to come pick up. Shoes. Bag. Clothes. Bag. Bedding. Bag. Books, knickknacks, art. Bag. Every material possession she had. Bag, bag, bag. In 2 hours, it was all gone. Wiped clean. Erased. There were little things all around. A mug that said my next husband will be normal, an ab workout tape, a styrofoam box of leftovers, and a fridge that whispered the same lie that each of us tell ourselves every day. Of course I'm going to be here tomorrow. Of course. I've got plans. Where would I go? We are all nothing but fools. Because we do go, and we do die, and none of our plans make any difference in that. Poof. Gone. Even the things that get kept, the material things, will eventually rot away, break down, be stuffed into plastic bags. Erased and forgotten. Memories are all we can really leave behind. The words, the thoughts, the secret private moments, they are what last. They are the only things that last really. I made someone disappear yesterday, but only because I never knew her. To those that held some part of her, that couldn't pack the way, she still exists, and she always will.
The text of this story is available at EOD.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.